Okay, with that, introduction of staff and the commission.
Go ahead.
Jerry Hurd.
John Merwoss, Windham Road.
Jess Underwood, Eastland Drive.
Michelle Swink, Schroyer Road.
Josh Wilkerson, South Palmer Road.
Mike Arno, Planning Zoning Director.
Thank you. I'm not going to read all the zoning commission and procedures to the audience, but if there's any questions, I can address them. We've all been here before. So with that, new business, and I'll turn it over to Mike.
All right. Case tonight is case ZA-0423. A request from Catherine Ward at 731 East First Street, Dayton, Ohio, 45402, to rezone Miami County parcel A0104000, located at 4709 U.S. East Route 40, Tip City, Ohio, 45371. This parcel is currently zoned partially R1 AAA, then the other part A2, requesting a zoning amendment to make the entire parcel A1. So if you look up here, you kind of see how the front half is residential, back half is A2.
We told him he'd kick him out of that seat, Ron, if you want.
Come on up, Ron.
So this is the photograph of that area?
Yeah, this is just from the front. This is from 40, this is what you see. So tower's back there on the back half. Yeah, it's basically it. So. And then this is just the overview. But, yeah, that's all I have. If anyone has any questions.
Seeing none, anyone for this proposal, I assume that you, would you come forward, state your name and address, please?
Yep, Catherine Ward, 731 East First Street. I own PNR Communications, so this is one of our tower sites.
Is your microphone on?
There you go. Yes, now it is.
So this is where your tower's at, there in the back.
Yep.
And you want to make it all A1?
Yep. That's the plan.
The total acreage is under 10 acres for the...
Well, it's 10 acres, but the thing is, it's A2, and once you touch that property line, it can no longer be A2. So she had to drop down to A1. So that's why the A1 specifically. So
The whole parcel, I mean, erroneously, the back should be A1 now, but it was never rezoned when it was subdivided.
Yeah, so it was grandfathered in as A2. So, but now that they want to... Well, make it all one, that goes
really
away.
Should never have been grandfathered in.
Right. Well,
do you understand how you got the R1 AAA on that front?
Sure don't. I inherited this when I bought the company. So, no. Do you want to explain it to me?
Well, unfortunately, I'm probably the only one that understands how all of this transpired.
Mm-hmm.
I was a township trustee for 36 years, so I've got some history of
right. What
had happened. When zoning first went into effect, I can't remember whether it was 55 or 56, we didn't have a staff at all on the township level. It was just trustees and all volunteers for the zoning boards that went into effect at that time. They relied on a lot of the original zoning mapping done by the county, and because there was I didn't research whether or not that's a section line or whether that was a property line at one time that divided it. Because it showed up on the map as being too small to be agriculture, it was identified as a residential lot, even though the deed probably never showed it as being a separate lot or anything. But erroneously, there were a lot of these that were established throughout the township that got the wrong zoning on it. The A2 in the back occurred when that farm was subdivided back in the probably early 70s. I'm not sure when it was subdivided. But the whole farm where Masons now live in the farmhouse back there, all that... Yeah, to the right there. all that property was one parcel, and then it was subdivided. At the time it was subdivided, it should have been applied for rezoning, but nobody ever caught it. It was subdivided by the county, and it never went back through the local zoning board to re-rezone. So that's the reason that back still shows as A2, even though it should have been A1. And the front was, had always been R1 AAA from way back, and I'm not sure exactly when that map was originally drawn, but that's how you got into the situation where, so we're really correcting a lot of sins that had occurred years ago.
What is the total acreage of the
property? Like just over 10, it's like 10.00.
Four.
The total acreage before it was subdivided and those lots were put in for the whole farm was something over 40 acres, I think, that was in that parcel that I can remember from when I was a kid.
Yeah. I have a question for you. What your work at the kids change,
yeah.
What is the intention of organization?
So we are looking at a couple different options to develop the land because obviously there's really only so many things you can do. So the tower is not owned by PNR anymore. We sold that. But the land remains owned by PNR, and then obviously the guys that bought the tower have access to the easement. So right now we're considering a couple different options. We're not sure yet. It kind of just depends. One thing that we've looked at was self-storage units. But really at this point, our thing was just, since we noticed that they were different zoning, was to get it all one so that in the future, if we want to do something, we can. So that's our plan right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You might want to stay there.
Okay.
Any other questions in here?
No, I don't have any questions. I just want to give you a history, as well as the rest of them on the board here, of how this whole situation occurred.
Yeah. Okay.
No?
No more.
No more? I have no questions.
No?
Josh? No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody that's against the proposal? Okay. Seeing
any questions?
Oh, yes, please.
Jess Underwood, 5010 Eastland Drive. Since PNR sold the tower,
yes,
it does not include the land. They must lease the land.
It does
there?
Not. They just have the steel is all they bought.
Okay. So you own all the land around it.
Yep. Yes, we have the land.
Okay. And let's see, what else was there? I guess you understand that if you choose to do something else with the land other than agriculture, you'll go through the rezoning again. Is there sewer down that way?
Yes.
Because on the application, it didn't address that issue.
Oh.
It said water I know about.
Mm-hmm.
There is sewer there too. So
mm-hmm.
as far as they're concerned, that would be available depending on what they want to do with the land.
Mm-hmm.
That's a force main at that spot though. It doesn't become a gravity flow until you get further to the west, right?
Right, yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking at that thing.
But it could be developed with sewer. But it would require tapping into the force main, which makes the cost of the property owner a little higher than what it would be if it was.
I guess the question is that an option or a requirement?
It would be a requirement if it was developed
okay.
into anything that required
sewer,
yeah.
I guess that's the end of my questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
And that would present, since she brought up the fact, I guess I was, you brought up the fact that you were talking about self-storage. That brings up the question then, too, whether there is a requirement, if it would be a self-storage unit, whether there would be any sewage facilities for, and I don't know what the requirements would be for that.
I don't either.
I don't think there would, not going to be a sewage requirement.
Yeah, I didn't know, you know, if it was staffed with an office and we had to have a restroom, then that would require sewer, and whether or not they would permit a on-site, because the sewer's available, that's a question the health department would have to answer. But I would suspect that because the sewer is available, that they would probably require tapping into the sewer. But that's something that...
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far into it, so I really have no idea.
I'm just bringing that up for your information.
I will note that down for sure.
Okay, thank you. See, no further discussion?
Can I ask one? I didn't realize this. I didn't see it. Is there a house on in that section? What
There's
is that?
There's a shed for the tower equipment, but not on our land.
Okay. That's on the A2 I meant? Up there. Yeah, right there. It's just a barn or whatever?
Right.
Switching station.
Okay.
Yeah, all the equipment's in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The tower and the equipment.
And there's a generator behind it.
Yep.
Okay.
Anything else, Joe? Seeing no more discussion, then I'll close the public meeting and would look for a motion.
I motion to approve the rezoning to
A. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Ms. Fink?
Yes.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Brubeck?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, thank you. 5-0, and so it would go to the township trustees would be the next step, and that would be, I assume, in the next week or two.
Yeah, you will be here for public hearing on... the 13th of June at 6:30.
Next order of business would be the approval of minutes. We have both January, thank you for getting those, and then last month's April.
Well, me and Jerry talked before the meeting. You know, there's something else that we're opening in January, so I'll bring January back.
Okay, so you won't be voting on January?
No.
Okay, and it'll just be from last month's April 27th meeting. There was one edit, I think, that I had thought we might have on there. Did you get that in?
Yeah, I put that in there. That was for the January.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, okay. January
yep.
meeting.
Yep.
Good.
Just for clarification for the rest of the board members, I was concerned that there's nothing in the minutes for January's meeting where we had the discussion of referring it back for changing for the conditional use of the property, as it was previously in the zoning resolution, until somehow it got dropped out for the conditional use that they could continue using the Harmony Farm type operation that they had there before as a conditional use under the agriculture. And that was not reflected in the minutes, and I thought we ought to have that in the minutes.
Okay.
But because I didn't have the minutes of the following meeting that followed up, I don't know how we want to address the wording in the minutes.
Okay.
Do you take care of that question?
Just for you guys' information.
Sure. Thank you.
any changes, edits, etc. to the April 27th meeting notes? Meeting minutes?
None here.
None. Look for a motion to approve the minutes.
We approve.
Is there a second?
I second.
Michelle seconds that, then Mike. So roll call, please.
All right, Ms. Hurt?
Yes.
Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Ms. Swank?
Yes.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Brubeck?
Yes. All right. Looking at public comments. Any comments from the public that need to be noted? None? Seeing none, we'll move on. Staff comments. Mr. Hurt.
I don't have anything.
No way.
Well, I've talked a lot already.
All right, great. Josh?
No, I have nothing. Thank you.
Nothing.
Jill?
Nope.
I just have one, and it's, I guess, what's the story behind the story? Did they approve the Huber Heights, the no zoning for whatever, for 50 years, et cetera?
Well, no. I was on a call, came back, Andy was gone, so I haven't talked to Andy yet. But from what I gather, Huber's decided to back out altogether at this point.
They didn't?
Until their election is over, then they'll come back.
Oh.
Again. So that's from what I understand. So there will be no agreement. There will be no nothing.
I was surprised that they even came forward with that agreement myself personally.
Yeah. Word is they're not next time. So, yeah.
I mean, that was a wonderful.
It was a good shot.
Yeah.
Good shot.
Yeah.
It's void now. So
anyway.
It's going to be void now. They're going to let it expire. So. Yeah. So that's what I heard.
They're letting the proposal expire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Stay is in Huber Heights?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the developers.
They posted an email today online.
Oh, I haven't looked.
It was a 50-year agreement. We were going to expedite the 260-acre. Other than that, so it looked really good for us. I don't know. I guess Huber would.
They wouldn't annex anything north of 40
for 50 years.
For 50 years.
But. And then every 25 years, they would be up for discussion. So they could increase that. So it looked very good. But
yeah.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd ask that.
Yep. Wish I had more details for you, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't got to talk to Andy yet. So.
All right. Well, it looked very good. But there you go. Any other comments from the zoning commission? No, I'm seeing none. Then I look for a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. Gary, back to set. Mike.
All right. Everybody adjourn, say aye.
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 7:48.
7:48. Thank you.
When is the next meeting?
What's that?
Do we have the next meeting on the books?
No one's applied for anything yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, they have until the...
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
They have until the second
here?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks.